The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits.
Hi, everyone. We are doing an extra special bonus With Wit episode for you guys this week. This is a little bit weird. Like, I'm trying to do video for y'all. If you're listening to this on the podcast, I'm trying to be really consistent about video. So I'm also recording myself, which is really weird just to do by myself, to like sit here with the camera and not know exactly if I should like look at the camera or just like stare into space. But I'll just do whatever I guess sort of feels naturally to me. Hello, welcome to With Wit. First of all, just want to share an extra special thank you to all those that are listening and that take the time out of your hectic, busy lives to listen to this. It just means so much to me. I was thinking the other day, I've been doing this now since 2018. I believe it was just like a year after Sunny was born that I launched this. So that's like 6 years of doing this. And I've tried to do it pretty consistently. Like sometimes I'll do a best of if I really, really have to, if I'm desperate. That's usually towards the end of the year. But just like it's been so amazing and cathartic for me. I was talking to Timmy about this the other day. With social media, it's this really weird thing where so many people ask me if it's hard to share vulnerable things, if it's really hard to put myself out there. And I say, yes, obviously it can be. It can make me a little bit confused because as soon as I share my truth, it can bring up lots of other opinions and people asking me questions of have I done this or have I tried this? And so it can be complicated in that way and can muddle things in my brain and make me think about things that take over me connecting to my gut feeling. However, when I use this platform as a space to just like vent and fill everybody in on what's going on in my life, as well as just like talk through my emotions, I immediately feel such a release afterwards. And I feel like Melissa Woodhouse when I'm saying this. So excuse me, shout out, first of all, love Melissa Woodhouse, like has saved me because I've been in a phase where I just like have not wanted to go out to work out, and her workouts like saved me during COVID and still save me. I've been doing them since I've been here in Hawaii in the morning. And I say since I've been here as if I've been here for so long. I've been here for 2 days. But anyways, the moral of the story of what I was trying to say is that once I do this, it's like this release where I'm able to kind of not necessarily forget, because all these big things happen, I don't forget about them, but I like talk through them so much. I kind of like beat them to shit, like beat a dead horse, essentially, where I've like worked through it. And it's so beneficial for me in that way. So thank you all for having the patience to hear me out and to work through it. Maybe some of you are working through your own situations right now, and it feels good just to hear about the steps. But I feel like the big thing that's top of mind for me right now that I just want to touch on at the beginning is everything that I touched, what was it now, a week ago on a little fertility update episode that I did with Timmy on one of our date nights. And I don't know if I told the story like perfectly in order or as eloquently as I wanted to. And the story is obviously still evolving, but I do just want to say to anyone out there going through any kind of fertility journey that the thing that I've realized the most that I've learned from this whole thing is how to deal with the future spiraling. Future spiraling is something that so many of us do, whether it's about fertility or whatever. A lot of us feel this need to control our narrative and to think about what the outcome is going to be. And for me, it's really hard because I like to manifest. Like, I believe in manifesting and I believe in visualizing my future and putting the energy out there. I feel like if I see it, I then subconsciously put this energy out there in order to make things happen. And I do feel like then things happen that I've manifested. So in that way, it's a really positive thing. But I feel like when it comes to manifesting something that you're yearning for, that you don't have, that you don't necessarily have control over or any control over, it can be really, really harmful. And when you're constantly doing that, you're living in the future and you're not living in the present. And we've talked about that so much. But I think for me, this whole thing has forced me to have to really pay attention to when my mind starts to do that and bring me back to my current reality and ask myself what it is I need in this moment to make sure that I feel whole and safe and okay in this moment, and also get perspective on this moment of what my reality is, that I have this beautiful child that I'm so insanely lucky to have, and that I have a husband who I'm obsessed with and so in love with, and that we have this threesome that's so amazing. And I try to lean into that gratitude, and then the little thoughts creep in of like, but you would be like so much more complete with four, and Sunny's so amazing. Like, how much more amazing would one more have? And like, then, you know, you go to this gratitude place, and then it takes you to this place of like lacking. And it's, you know, this constant push and pull. But I really do feel like as long as I turn to what is my reality, and also that I can't control, like I can't just make a second baby appear out of nowhere. Like, that's obviously impossible. So right now it's like I have two modes of thinking. I think like on one hand, like I will be so, I say this, okay, I say this, but I know that I will have to be in order to have like complete happiness, that I will be okay if it is just the three of us, because the three of us is outstanding. It's amazing. It's beautiful. Like, the moments are more than anybody could ever ask for. And that if we do have a number two, that will just obviously be an additional something to be grateful for. But it's really hard. It's really hard to want something that you don't have control over. The medical piece that's involved, the stress piece that's involved, the logistical piece that's involved, a lot of it makes you feel like, do I need this? Like, is this all worth it? Am I going to look back at this time and wish that I was just like living this life to the fullest and not having the stress? But then again, am I also going to look back and be like, do I wish that I did everything that I could? So we have these two embryos that are still frozen. We have used two of the frozen embryos in a surrogate, which I discussed last week and have also discussed on various podcasts, which can be like pretty exhausting, but at the same time, again, cathartic. And we are going to see what happens. What I haven't shared yet is that I got results back from the radiologist appointment last week, and I have something where my uterus is like misshaped and it's not providing the correct like padding and wall for the embryo to implant. And it's called congenital uterine septum. And I don't really have the capacity to even get into all the details, but what it looked like was that my uterus had like a dip in it where I think it's supposed to be like a flat line. And she even said like kind of it's 20% that an embryo is going to implant. So I felt like even Sunny was a miracle. Like she didn't say that, but I was thinking that. But if I wanted to carry again, I would have to have a procedure done that she recommends. There's only two doctors in California that she recommends. There's one in Los Angeles that doesn't take insurance and one in San Francisco that does take insurance. And I would get my uterus basically like reshaped all nice and pretty, and then would probably like the procedure is supposed to be successful. So then would probably try to implant one of the embryos that we have. The issue is like, do we use one of those two embryos? Like since those two other embryos from the same batch miscarried, are we better off like starting fresh? Should I do another egg retrieval? Should we use a surrogate? Like with my uterus situation, is the surgery going to be too intense? What's the recovery? What's the cost? Should we go back to the surrogate conversation? Can we afford the surrogate conversation? It's like, there's all these questions and it's just really leading me back to having to stay like one step at a time, like having to stay one appointment at a time. So right now we said that we would call the two doctors that my doctor recommends that do the surgery for the uterus and see what that surgery is like, what the recovery is like, what the costs are, and then go from there. But that's all that we can really do is just like, you can't really future spiral when there's something like when medically speaking, there's answers that you need to know in order to make this next decision. It's not just like a work goal or a career goal where still, I mean, so much is out of your control, but where you can be so proactive in getting things done. This is like very out of my control, which is really, really, really hard. All right, say hello to your IRL makeup filter in a bottle, CoverGirl's Simply Ageless Skin Perfector Essence. This innovative skincare makeup hybrid looks and feels so unique. Developed using micro droplet technology, pigmented capsules burst and blend to easily distribute a sheer, even tint. And with a plant-based retinol alternative, it works to reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. I have been using it and loving it. So I was wearing this other tinted sunscreen situation. And this isn't a sunscreen, by the way. It's like a skincare and makeup hybrid, but this is the perfect base for the fresh face. It gives me that no makeup look that I usually go with, so my skin can actually look and feel like skin. And I really recommend it as an alternative to foundation because, like I said, it is that skincare makeup hybrid. It's actually working on your skin while it's like evening it and toning it and plumping it. And after using it for the past couple weeks, my complexion looks so plump, looks so youthful, and so refreshed. CoverGirl Simply Ageless Skin Perfector is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and contains 71% water that provides an instant burst of moisture upon application and hydrates your skin for up to 24 hours. That's also so major for me. For any makeup product that's on my skin, I want it to hydrate. I wanted to do something. It's also made in 8 adaptable shades to complement all skin tones, and it can be worn alone or as just like a nice primer under your favorite foundation. It's crazy that you can walk into a drugstore and get a product of this quality, so convenient, and you won't find this formula from any other drugstore brand. Glowing, radiant skin is only a pump away, only from easy, breezy, beautiful CoverGirl.
Hi, I'm Claire.
And I'm Erica. We're the hosts of A Thing or Two. We are professional enthusiasts constantly on the hunt for the products, books, and trends that should be on your radar. And we share them with you every Monday, whether it's marinated olive oil that we're putting on everything, a deep dive on pillows, or the fact that suddenly gas stoves are on everyone's out list for 2023.
We challenge the friends we invite on the show to bring their own favorite thingies too, like when Ellen Van Dusen spilled about the IG account that's keeping her current with the youths.
We also love a gift guide. We take listener questions, Dear Abby style, and tell you what to get your vegan minimalist coworker or your sister-in-law who loves to hunt.
So be sure to listen and follow A Thing or Two with Claire and Erica wherever you listen to podcasts.
So that is really where we're at now. Timmy offered so like amazingly because he's been talking about this with me and been such an active participant in this, which I'm so grateful for. He said that he would call the doctors and find out what the procedures were like and what everything, ask all the questions so that I didn't have to do that. Because like I said, that's a whole other part of this process is just like the homework and the logistical stuff and the test results and the consultations and the paperwork. It's just like a lot. So very, 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 very grateful to have a partner that helps me do that part of it because like it's our bodies. We're the ones that have to bear the like physical responsibility, which then becomes like such a bigger emotional responsibility. But I'm gonna leave that there. I feel fine. All that being said, I feel okay about that in the moment, trying to enjoy myself. We're at this beautiful hotel in Hawaii, the Auberge in Kona on the Big Island. It's called the Monolani Auberge. It is like so perfect for Sunny. I can't even tell you. Timmy and I were going to come here for my birthday and decided because we were going to Florida and just like a bunch of other travel plans that it just wasn't going to work out and that we would bring Sunny for spring break. And it's like spring break freaking heaven. Like so many kids. He's actually currently outside playing soccer on the lawn right now. Timmy's watching him. I wanted Timmy to do this with me, but I also like didn't want to force him to have to do work with me. And like one of us needs to be on Sunny duty. I mean, at this point, it's getting to the point where one of us doesn't always have to be on Sunny duty. Like he's 6 and a half. He's getting pretty independent. But back to Hawaii. I've been to Hawaii, never to this island. Timmy's never been before. Sunny's never been before. There was a family friend that we know that grew up coming here and said, it's amazing. We're going to love it. But I honestly, I don't know him that well. So I didn't really know what his opinion was worth. But we got here on what today is Monday. We got here on Saturday. So our flight was 2 hours delay, which was a big freaking bummer. But like, you know, when your flight's delayed and they still tell you to get there on time. And I feel like I knew this one was going to be those one where like the delay was going to stick. We weren't going to get lucky because it was like an aircraft situation. But, you know, we got there early. We've been driving ourselves to the airport lately. It's like kind of an easier thing at LAX because Uber at LAX is just such a shit show. Does this bore you? I mean, I feel like some of these like little tips could be whatever helpful. So we parked at P7 and we crossed the bridge and we took the first we took the elevator down to P2 and then we crossed the bridge. And then we checked in and I left my credit card in the kiosk, which was fun. Anyways, the flight was long. The flight was 6 hours. And I know I sound like a baby, but the flight was freaking long and there was no internet, which I also sound like such a millennial dork. And I hadn't really prepped for that. Like I forgot we were going to be flying over ocean for the majority of the time. So I didn't really have anything downloaded for Sunny. He ended up drawing for a lot of the time and just chit-chatting with me, going in and out of watching a movie when the internet was on, and then ended up sleeping for like the last 2.5-3 hours, which was amazing. I slept for like an hour. Timmy probably slept for the entire time. I don't know. That freaking boy can sleep sitting up, shivering. Like he's such an easy traveler. It's one of the reasons why I don't feel so guilty about not getting first class for us, because he can really like sleep anywhere. He doesn't need to eat. He's so low maintenance in that way. to me. I know you're listening to this and editing this now, and you're mostly low maintenance, but like in traveling, you're super low maintenance. The only not low maintenance thing about you is when you sleep, you, I love that I'm talking to you now. You sleep, you look so angry, and you like, you look like you're in distress, like your jaw like shudders, if that's a word. But we got here. The lucky thing is it's 3 hours earlier. Whatevs. Does anybody care about time zones and jet lag? It's like, can we just all not be babies and deal? Like, we try to get on the time zone as soon as we land, but it's not that easy, especially with a six-year-old whose body's like very regulated and on a schedule. But we got here, we took it easy-ish. We went to their restaurant called the Canoe House, which we're going to do again tomorrow night because we didn't really get like, we were so exhausted, we couldn't fully enjoy it. We were just wanted to get in and get out. But it's this gorgeous restaurant on the water. There's this grass lawn in front where all the kids can play. Sunny immediately made friends, which is just one of the easiest things for us as parents of an only child, which I've definitely felt like a little bit insecure about on this trip. But as parents of an only child, it's so nice that he's adaptable and like not, I wouldn't, it's not that he's not shy because he's getting into like a little bit of a shy phase, but like he makes friends so easily. And if someone is nice to him, he's just down. He'll play. Like if someone is like, hey, want to play? Like he'll go play. Like he may not be the one that's like, hey, want to go play? Like he kind of has to be asked. But even so, he's just down. And that has just been so nice. I've never been on a vacation as like a spring break parent before where the hotel's just like all families with kids, and it feels good. Like I don't want to, it's not resorty and cheesy. It's like classy and luxurious and beautiful, and the food's amazing and fresh. I had the most amazing coconut tapioca pudding with mango on top yesterday. I had such a good, I know it sounds so simple, but like a coconut cream and banana and peanut butter smoothie that was just unreal, lobster tempura that was delicious. And then I also had this pina colada. Wait, let me show you a little bit of it's purple. It's called the ube something. It's like a sweet, it's like a purple sweet potato, and they make this rum drink with it with coconut cream. Oh my God. It's one of the best things I've ever had. So tasty. And I had two of them earlier, and I had a glass of red wine. I don't know what I was thinking. And then recorded this. How fun. Optimal Bio specializes in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, BHRT. So BHRT is the exact same molecule that your body produces, so your body knows how to metabolize it. Optimal Bio doses your hormone dose off your blood work, so it's personalized to you. With hundreds of functions in your body, understanding hormones and their impact is crucial to our health and our well-being. There is still so much more I have to learn when it comes to hormones, but what I do know is that your hormones decrease when you age. And because of environmental factors, our hormones are decreasing at a much quicker rate. Fatigue, brain fog, trouble concentrating, anxiety, depression, trouble sleeping, they're all hormone-related symptoms. And Optimal Bio works to optimize your hormone levels and targets every one of those symptoms. When your hormones are in optimal range, Optimal Bio works as preventative health, keeping your heart, brain, and bones healthy and steady as you age. Optimal Bio currently has locations throughout the Southeast, multiple offices across North Carolina, Charlottesville, Virginia, Charleston, South Carolina, and Austin, Texas. You start with a quick introductory call to answer some general questions. Then you go for an in-person consultation where you meet your care team and discuss a tailored plan to address any and all of your current health concerns. Visit optimalbio.com and use code WITHWIT for 20% off your consultation. That's OptimalBio.com and use code WITHWIT for 20% off your consultation. Visit www.optimalbio.com or Optimal Bio on Instagram for more information. Okay, everything in life just feels better when I allow myself to slow down, indulge in some self-care, and take the time to nourish my body. And usually that's at the end of the night. I love my evenings. This is where Osea comes in because it's such a big part of my wind down process and it's just that good. So after I get out of the shower, I lather myself up with Osea's Undaria body oil. And it's just one of those things that instantly helps my nervous system chill out a little. Body care is self-care, and something about the way that Osea's products make me feel and smell really does help me practice mindfulness. Since 1996, Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused skincare. Their best-selling Mega Moisture Duo is made up of the famous Undaria Algae Body Oil and the Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. With skincare level ingredients that are normally reserved for face products, the Mega Moisture Duo provides instant firming hydration and a full body glow that looks, feels, and smells so luxurious. Osea's face and body products are clean, cruelty-free, and climate neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Show your skin some love with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code WITHWIT at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code WITHWIT for 10% off. We haven't really done anything. Like, I always feel guilty because I'll look at other people on vacation and I feel like people are out and about doing things and like visiting the local coffee shop and going to the best restaurant of the local town. And, you know, I come on vacation. I just don't want to do shit. I just want to lay. I want to wake up. I want to like mosey over to the breakfast buffet. And then I want to mosey over to find like a good spot or maybe get the spot before the breakfast buffet. But like, get a good spot on the beach or on the pool and just fucking chill, man. Like, I can't do a whole itinerary. I just can't. And I sometimes want to be that person. And then I'm like, no, just own who you are and just relax. Like, this is the opportunity to recharge. Today, I took a two-hour nap. I had to thank Timmy yesterday too, because on these trips, he does a lot of the physical work, like a lot of the swimming with Sunny and playing with him and like, just like a lot of that. And cause I'm not the pool mom. Like if a pool's cold, like I'm not going to go in. If the ocean's cold, I'm not going to go in. The ocean's gorgeous here. Haven't made my way in yet. Tomorrow I'm making a pact with myself to at least get on a freaking paddleboard and make my way in, because that would be just a shame to not go in the water in Hawaii. Can't believe I'm even admitting this to you guys, but like, I'm not a cold water person. I just can't. And like, I don't want to sacrifice my comfort for like that first initial 2 to 3 minutes of comfort. Like, I don't want to. So anyways, it just gives me this time to recharge that I really, really, really need, that my body needs. And this morning, Sunny woke up at 5. It was dark for then an hour and a half. Like, and then so I was exhausted. Granted, I also had a glass of Sancerre. I always say that wrong. Sancerre. At 11 a.m. But I was tired. But I don't want to complain. These trips are so special and put so much in perspective for me. And like, it's so nice to be able to enjoy quality time with Sunny now and actually have conversations with him, like sit across from the table at dinner and like actually connect with him and him tell me about his relationships at school and the things that he likes and the things that he's noticed or observed or the favorite part of his day. Like, these are the moments that we've like waited for. And while I kind of wished away the baby and toddler years, you know, I I do appreciate those, but I'm so happy to be here. Now I just want the moments to go by so slowly. Like, I just want him to stay innocent and sweet with that soft skin, that curly hair, and him like want to sit on my lap and cuddle with me and like be that connected with me. You know, like you just feel there's like this invisible connection. It's like we have a leash on each other, but not. You know, like it's so special. And these trips really highlight that. They like put it right in front of my face because I'm not distracted by anything else. So yeah, I just feel really lucky and really, really grateful right now. And with everything going on with like the future kind of in the balance with the family stuff. And it definitely, like I was saying before, I see families with two or three or four here and I'm like, oh my God, how did they do it? Like, how did that happen? And it kind of, you know, seems so impossible. And I feel like sad for Sunny in a way. I just don't want him to be lonely. But I also like don't mind the idea of one. Like, it feels nice to be able to have actual quote balance in my life where, you know, at least these past couple months since I've really put the simplification into effect. Is that a bug or someone knocking on my door? The simplification into effect, like, really felt like I've had a balance of work and family and maybe, you know, trying to find things I loved. Hobbies is a new thing, but it's like also my yoga is my hobby. My creating is my hobby. But the balance has really been nice. So I'm trying to hold space for that right now and remember that and try not to yearn for anything more. I feel like maybe we can just end with like a quick what's in my airplane travel bag. I don't know. Would that be fun? Maybe lighten the mood a little bit. I really want to get a new toiletry bag, like a personalized one. But here are some necessities. Excedrin migraine. I'm so tired, you guys. Excedrin migraine. Took two today because I was starting to get a headache from that glass of Sancerre at 11 a.m. and then the nap. And was probably dehydrated. Okay. I have my DAE, DAE Cactus Fruit 3-in-1 Styling Cream. I love this shit. Also, my SOS spray, Tower 28 SOS spray, necessity for just rescuing the skin. It's really good for like when you're sunburned. I've been spraying throughout the day to ease my skin. There's so much in here, but I'm just going to show you my new favorites that I haven't shared with you before. This Jouer. Jouer. I love this brand. It's an oldie but a goodie. It's kind of dirty, but this is the tinted hydrating lip oil. And I just opened this last week and it's really nice. Look how nice and natural that is. And it actually is hydrating. Like, it's not a fake hydrating lip oil. That's a new one that I love. I always have to have a tweezers for like any errant hairs, you know. Out of my chin, out of my stash. And then this is always a necessity. This is Muse. My hairstylist in New York, Rosabel Hair, the best. She makes these and they clip back my hair, all my crazy errant hairs that are fried from all the stuff that I've done to it this year. All right, those are really the best things I think I have in here. Some Visine drops. I usually have my Ursa Major little facial wipes, but I think I've used them all. Caudalie hand and nail repairing cream. Definitely need. I've been getting my nails done by this amazing manicurist, Jenny Jennies on Instagram. I think it's jenny.jennies. And they last for so long, but it's so crazy. It's so weird to see myself with long nails. You guys, I'm getting delirious. Like, that's why I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. Like, does anybody even care? But honestly, one more thing about my nails. Like, my nails are actually the length of this. Like, by going to Jenny, she does this cool thing with, like, the stickers and the special gel. And, like, my nails just grow so long underneath it and are so much healthier. All right. I'm going to go see what my boys are up to. This has been great. This has been cathartic, everything I needed. And Auberge, not sponsoring this podcast, but just want to really, really thank you for this beautiful stay. We're so lucky to be able to do what we do and also work with just beautiful resorts and companies like yours. And just so grateful for this family time. Like, it's so, 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 so special. And like, I feel like these are the best moments of our lives. Like, I don't want to feel like sad about it, but like, they really are. So I'm really trying to soak everything in. I urge anyone whose kid is on spring break to use it as your own spring break. I'm doing that. I put an OOO. I'll respond to shit that's important. Sorry, work people, but like, I just want to be there for Sunny. I want to take a little breather, and I just think it's necessary so that I can really show up fully for my work when we're back. Because honestly, I was feeling like those 2.5 months, I know it's only been 2.5 months since the year started, but I'm really paying attention to the time since the year started, because that's when I feel like I really enacted my simplification. And it's just been go, go, go. And it's been great. And so many great things are happening. But it's just nice to have this like quarter break, like reset. All right. Thank you, as usual, for tuning in. Please rate, please review, tell me what you think about this. Hopefully on YouTube, if you're watching, tell me what you think about this. And I'll see you guys next week. All right. Have a great, 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 great week. Okay. Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney Eve Port, my website, WhitneyPort.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.